Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The walls of our studio here in Brighton, powered by Verizon, are covered with lots of soundproofing. But somewhere I got to rip a hole and run through the wall. I'm sure there's brick there somewhere. Nice job, boys. The playoffs are here. And if you didn't get a little jolt in your step or somewhere else in your body listening to that, you're not a real baseball fan. Because that was a little something-something. Even though some of what Alex Cora was saying was sort of fraudulent, Rodney Harrising it, Bill Belichicking it, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy that his buddy across the dugout called him out on that. Mr. Boone said, I don't know, seemed like last year, late in the season, they might be turning a corner, and then everybody knew this year they had arrived, and the Red Sox were a playoff-caliber baseball team. And we knew that. Why? Because we were considered homers, rump swabs, back in March, back in April, as we started to look forward at the behest of our manager, who we speak with every Wednesday here on WEEI Afternoons, we were looking at the postseason. We were all predicting the postseason.
We predicted
the midday show.
92 wins.
90-plus wins. We were wrong. We thought you were better than you ended up being. But the Red Sox are in the playoffs. They are at Yankee Stadium. The lineups are trickling out. We have the Yankees. We'll soon have the Red Sox. It's Crochet, Fried, Mound, Baseball, and WEEI. You know what we have? The best booth in the business if you're going to listen to the game tonight. And I would urge you to listen to the game. Try to marry it up with your TV. Some of us will be driving home from the studios. But I am legitimately excited to hear Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks, and Lou Merlone. You're not going to get a more passionate booth of baseball men in all of baseball. Because
it's a super booth.
If we're being honest, Will Fleming is probably a bit more passionate than the average play-by-play guy.
A tad bombastic at times, prone to hyperbole, but you know what that is? Passion. He cares.
Absolutely. He cares, and we all care, and we should care, because I don't know if you knew this, Fitzy.
Okay.
The team that wins tonight will win this series. Fact. Based on history. There has been 12 three-game wildcard series.
Just 12.
The team that won game one
has won the previous 12?
All 12 series.
12 for 12.
Of those 12 series, the road team has won 8 of the series. 8-4. So, this is not only a must-win game, it's a can-win game because you got the pig on the mound, Crochet, and you win this game, and I'll see you in Toronto. Am I getting ahead of myself?
A little bit. a little bit. Just
numbers!
Little bit.
History! Dan Ball has been beating me over the head with analytics for
I'm glad it's analytics.
Months, Dan Ball. Is that not analytics? 12 games, the winner of the series wins.
That's the game wins the series. That's like statalytics, really.
I mean, we're mincing words at this point.
Yeah.
One kind of equals the other. I'll give you that. That is an analytic. That is a stat that proves a point, which is something that I try to give you on the daily.
Who has the better pitcher in tonight's matchup?
The Sox by a little.
By more than a little.
Wait, Max Fried is no
is
slouch.
Good. Is good.
He's very good.
Garrett Crochet is an ace.
How about
did you hear him
splits?
Talking yesterday about dreaming of this, thinking of this his entire life? This is what he wanted, and this is what he's getting, so he is so ready for it. Who's got the better manager?
Oh, the Red Sox by a country mile. By the way, you also
who's got the better closer?
You also glossed over the Garrett Crochet, the Red Sox.
Okay,
and also,
so
who's got
win.
The better eighth inning guy?
That feels like science right there.
Okay, who's got the better lineup? Who's got the better guy that can hit?
Did you say lineup?
10,000 miles. Who's got the better power hitters? Who's got
lineup,
the more consistent batting order? Come on. Yeah, lineup, Shmita, please. Who doesn't have a shortstop that sails it into the ocean every third throw these days? You've been all over his ass. Now, to that I'll say, who has Yoshida? Ha ha. Advantage Red Sox.
We'll wait to see when the lineup's out. Maybe neither team will have Yoshida tonight.
Yeah, well, I think the predominant thinking yesterday was you could see perhaps Abreu sit, Ref Snyder play right, Masataka in the lineup as the DH because he's been so hot.
And because Alex Cora already announced yesterday that you would have Duran in left. So you're going to have at least one lefty out there. You could have my guy, Yoshida, as well. Quick retort to the text line.
Uh-huh.
EEI is a joke if they try to tell listeners this team has any shot.
What? Any shot?
You tell me they don't
you're
have a shot?
You're already done with it?
They have
What's wrong with you? Why when the sun shines do you run back into the house and go, oh, it's too bright outside?
Well, I'll read the second line. It's because they have an agenda. You're letting Henry and Breslow off the hook because they strong arm EEI to act like this team is playoff quality. First of all,
they
it's
made
playoff
the playoffs,
quality.
Dummy.
It's literally in the playoffs. Second of all, they have one of the top five pitchers in baseball taking the mound tonight. A potential Cy Young candidate. Fingers crossed. I'd still like to win that prop bet. I'm not feeling great about it.
He's a candidate, though. He should be a finalist.
He's a candidate.
Yeah. Okay. If he doesn't win, he should finish second, I believe. Right?
So they absolutely have a shot to win this series and more some. Let's look at what has been happening recently in baseball. I may have made that up. I kind of skated past it.
No, I kind of like that. I'm gonna work with that one. It's kind of fun.
Then some and more some?
No, it's just, more so and then some.
Yeah,
more
that's
some.
What it felt. That's what I do.
That's your
words.
New hingent.
So the Toronto Blue Jays, are they cruising?
Well, they're not playing right now.
No, but are they cruising? Did they cruise into the postseason?
As in looking for a date or?
No.
Oh,
as
into
in
the postseason.
Good baseball.
No, not really.
Did the Detroit Tigers, did they cruise into the postseason?
No, they backed that ass in.
How are the Yankees built overall? Are they built for postseason baseball? How's their bullpen?
It's been more inconsistent since acquiring several high leverage arms at the trade deadline, but at least they were aggressive.
Who has the better bullpen aggressive by far in terms of ERA? Now, I will say, if this were me, Dan Ball, speaking of asterisks, I would put an asterisk next to the Red Sox bullpen ERA because that says does not include runs that Weissert allowed that went on the ERA of the poor young pitchers who pitched their ass off before he came into the game and ruined their debuts.
Yeah, if I see him.
That's a long asterisk.
If I see him, that's a significant disclaimer. This should be read at legal speed in a commercial. If I see Weissert in any of these three games, it's the party's over.
But you probably won't have to, at least not in the first two. You have... We're down to two. For a while there, we had been
starters.
Saying we had three starters.
Nope.
Now we're down to two because Giolito is got a bad elbow, and I don't think you'll be seeing him no more. As
not.
Breslow said on the Greg Hill show this morning, some of his, I forgot how he worded it, but like there was some indication based on the numbers that there was a downturn in his effectiveness.
No
or something.
Kidding.
Yeah, we
you
were watching
say.
Too, Bresbot. We saw the games.
By the way, real quick, just checking in from the stats and research department, Max Fried. This season, 19-5, not bad with a 2.86 ERA. Did not strike out nearly as many people as Crochet,
nope.
But as far as the home and road splits go, he's pretty good at Yankee Stadium.
Okay, so is Crochet. Crochet is good anywhere he faces the Yankees. Hey, Judge, sit your ass down with a strikeout. You know what I don't love, though? Both those guys strike out a lot against Crochet. Stanton, it's a much lower number, I think 7 at-bats, but there's a home run in there with a bunch of strikeouts. And then Judge, there's a bunch of strikeouts and a couple home runs there and 15 at-bats.
Yeah, it's a two true outcome kind of matchup. You got all or none.
What was that? Two true outcome?
Yeah, home run or strikeout, two true outcome.
You familiar with that?
I
am not.
But come on, we're huge proponents of the two things can be true at once, two true outcome style of thinking here at WEI Afternoons. Yes.
Okay, he just streamlined the phrase.
Let me go ahead, and now the tires that you think I just attempted to deflate slightly, let me go ahead and fill them back up with air. The splits for your guy, the pig, the war pig, Garrett Crochet, home, 3.02 ERA, only 5-3. On the road, 2.25 ERA, 13-2.
Yeah.
Guy was built for moments.
He was
like
built
this.
For the postseason. He was built to be an ace. He showed you that last weekend. He told you that. He showed you that really all season when we were like, oh, his first opening day start is this, is that, is ace, is this, is that. We worried a little bit along the way. There were a couple bumps where like, oh, is he starting to get fatigued? Are they managing him too much? You managed him, if you believe Craig Breslow, Andrew Bailey, and Alex Cora, you managed him for this so that he was ready to roll strong as ever to go to Yankee Stadium, take on Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, in the Yankees in the wild card series that starts tonight, 6:08. So, yes, that means we'll have an abbreviated show. We'll be out of here around 5 o'clock on WEEI Afternoons. To set the table, we will mix in some football because we have our regular Tuesday afternoon guests. That means 2:30, our buddy Mark Schlereth from Fox and Odyssey Insider did a great job on the game on Sunday. We'll talk to him about that Patriots game. I'm guessing he's going to be flying pretty high on his pound the over on Patriots wins after seeing Drake May in person. And then 4:30, our guy Brian Hoyer will join us to talk about Drake May, the offense. I'm sure he'll be taking a little bit of a victory lap because he's the guy that told us Josh McDaniels was a Hall of Fame caliber coordinator. And I think if you...
And the synergy of McDaniels and May was perfect together. We're starting to see them work rather harmoniously. What do you say we sneak in right in between the two of them, a TED Talk at 3:30.
TED Talk, I think he'll be raving about the Patriots, the most efficient game they have played. He'll be raving about his guy Drake May, the offensive line, the play calling, and the defense. I got to think he's going to enjoy the defense that saw both Spillane and Dr. Gibbons, turn into tackle machines out there. So I think he's probably going to have some
Gibbons
good things
to say. Gibbons with 12 tackles Sunday.
Yeah. Ted Johnson likes when he sees linebackers making tackles.
Could it have been as simple as far as fixing, not just fixing, but making the necessary adjustments on the Patriots defense, putting in Dr. Gibbons for Ellis and bringing Gonzo back to the party? Was it really that easy? Is it that simple?
I don't think it's that simple. I listened to Tom Curran on his weekly hit on Jones and Keefe a little earlier. He said, quote, "I think this team still has some stupid in it, and I think there's probably some stupid left in this team. You'll see mistakes. You're going to see both sides of the ball issues. But the reality is the Patriots coming off their best game, maybe headed towards their biggest game of the year for the people that believe there is a measuring stick Sunday night in Buffalo, and your Boston Red Sox have by far their biggest game of the year," because I'll say it one more time.
Biggest game of the year.
I read my media notes. There have been 12 wild card series, and the winner of game one has won, historically, all 12 of those series.
It's their biggest game in 4 years.
Yeah.
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 I mean, Crochet's final start was a pretty big one, and he did his
ace-like
thing.
Oh, this is their
thing,
biggest game in 4 years. But, it's the playoffs. It's the first time.
We're all going to be watching. We should also all be listening to the three-man booth, Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks, and our guy, Lou Maloney. What do you got?
Right, how about this? So Jack Curry, who's on the broadcast for, yes, the Yankees Entertainment and Sports Network. It's the evil empire version
you
of
suck.
Nesson.
Go home.
Whoa. All right. Well, he's a nice person, just works for the wrong broadcast outlet. Anyway.
I don't know him.
Here is, via our friend Gordo at the Play Tessie podcast, he aggregated this for us, the expected Game 1 lineup for the Red Sox. This is not official, ladies and gentlemen fans. This is the expected Game 1 lineup per Jack Curry of Yes, who probably has some decent intel. Batting leadoff would be Romy Gonzalez at first. Batting second, Trevor Story at short.
Wait, this is expected.
This is the
expected. Okay. And why does he expect
Bregman
this?
At third, Ref Snyder at DH, Narvaez catcher, Eaton in right field, Duran in left, Rafaela in center, second base batting ninth, Nick Sogard.
It doesn't surprise me. The whole theory was you were going to bang the hell out of the right-handed bats. You were going to build a right-handed order to go against Freed.
Unreal.
And then you got all those guys on the bench because the bullpen is mostly right-handed.
Very righty-centric for the Yankees.
Yes, so, ball.
I don't think it's going to be that severe right-handed.
I don't either. That's why I was asking.
What do we think about that?
I think between either Yoshida, Lowe, or both, at least one of them is going to be
Yoshida. How do you take Sweet and Lowe down out the way? The guy has absolutely just been a winning machine. He is the metric.
Him, Yoshida, and Rafaela were your three best hitters in the last 12 to 15 games of the year. I don't think any of the three should be sitting today.
Okay, not a definite lineup. That is an
expected
lineup.
Can't sit Yoshida. That would be blasphemy.
Not. I'd all eight other guys you'd rather sit over Yoshida.
He's sitting against Boston
right
and baseball kind.
You got to ride the hot hand. And let's be honest, this lineup hasn't had a ton of hot hands over the second half of the season or down the home stretch to the postseason. So as much as I joke about it, Yoshida, if you believe that it was injury related and it was due to the major shoulder injury and setback and all that, has sort of hit his stride. And I know we also joke about the short porch, but if there's any place where he could sneak into hitting a key clutch home run, it's Yankee Stadium. So, Nick Fitzy Stevens, we're not going to make our predictions just yet. We'll save that later in the show.
All right.
I don't know if we're quite the homerific show that the midday show is where
everybody, Sox
everybody,
too. Everybody.
Not everybody. Terp went three. Sox in three.
Just to be a
Sox in three.
Terp, by the way, as much as I love him, hardest working man in the building. Nobody arrives earlier. No one deserves it more. Didn't Terp also say, like, Celtics in four, Celtics in five, Celtics in six, like, against the Knicks?
I'm not so sure, because he also beat the defending champ doesn't get out of the second round drum for most of the season.
Yeah, that's true. He was kind of going.
And we all
ways.
Reserve the I right to change our opinions to as they evolve with the conditions on the ground.
Has that ever happened to you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You ever hear Yoshida?
Okay.
So where's your confidence level in this series? Because I'm riding high. I already made a bet slash donation to my friendly gambling app. I took the Red Sox. I think the Red Sox, not the favorite to win the series. Obviously, they're playing on the road for a reason. But in my mind, they're the better built baseball team. And I was joking about it, but I wasn't really joking. You have the better manager. Mm-hmm. You have the better ace. Mm-hmm. You have the better bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a formula to win a short series?
Do you have the better fielding? Do you have the better defense? Do you have the better bats?
But I just told you it's a short series. Yes. Over the long haul?
Yeah.
Well, though, over the long haul, five these teams played 13 times. Who won nine of them?
The Red Sox.
Yeah. So over the
who
long
the
haul,
series,
you're better
though.
Than them. So, yeah, by one game, whatever, 2-1.
Oh, is that a win? It's still a would that count in this series?
Who won the last three playoff series?
Just whistling past that
who won
stat,
the
huh?
last three playoff series?
Last three times these teams have met in the postseason.
I'm
the
wearing
Boston
a jersey
Red Sox.
That may be from that team. Yeah.
Oh, that's the Red Sox.
It's Fenway Greens, baby. So you can go with the Yankees are due idea. You can go with that, or you can go with...
There's a little bit of that going on right now.
The Red Sox have their number. Bayo has their number. The Red Sox are built for the postseason. Dan Ball, am I exaggerating that the Red Sox are built for the postseason? I feel like this team, if you are hypothetically, I said it yesterday, if you told me Team X has the better manager, the better ace, and the better bullpen in a three-game series, would you take Team X or not?
Well, I mean, what's Team Y bringing to the table?
I don't know.
Is every other factor favoring Team Y?
Team Y apparently is a no-show in the world of heart.
Yeah, I don't think the Red Sox are unequivocally built for the postseason. I think they're built to be a good, talented, exciting baseball team that can surprise, but I don't think you looked at this roster and went, October, for sure.
But is it a surprise if Crochet goes out there and gives you 7 2/3 and strikes out Judge in a key situation? Like, is that a surprise?
No.
Because to me, it's not.
No, but those are two different questions. Is Crochet a really good pitcher that can give you a chance to win a playoff game? Yes. Is the lineup also susceptible of getting shut out? Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, but Mac, we're
but
discounting
so the
fact
against Crochet.
We're discounting the fact that Crochet on the road and Max Fried at home are basically the same.
What do you mean?
Like a 2.3 ERA and a 2.25 ERA.
I also believe Garrett Crochet, and you guys know I'm a big believer in stars. Stars win. I think he's got a bee in his bonnet right now. I think he's got something to prove as a young, developing ace.
I did like the fact that he didn't let them travel in athleisure or casual wear.
It's a business trip.
We're going on
bitches.
A business trip.
Let's go.
Whoa.
Remember the Super
Bowl? Are you
going
to come up for air?
Remember when the Giants showed up in black suits because they were going to the funeral of your New England Patriots?
When thinking about positive Boston sports vibes, you don't even know what you're saying at this point. You want to just pull the car over and let someone else take it for a second?
No, I don't, because I don't really get the lack of faith you guys have in the Boston Red Sox.
Okay, first of all, none of us want to think about Super Bowl 42 when it comes to Boston versus New York right now. Thanks very much. And number two, I think the fact that New York is just being completely discounted as if they're just going to be a speed bump on the way to their fifth, that they're going to be a speed bump on the way to their fifth World Series title this century. Hold tight. I think tonight, first of all, I'm betting the under. Spoiler alert. Second of all, I think tonight is going to be the nail-biting, white-knuckling, possible extra inning. Holy smokes.
It's called playoff baseball.
Yeah, okay.
Now, game three may not be playoff baseball if they get
that
far.
Absolute bump, just a junk war.
Because you got some
Schlitt
guy from Walpole and the Red Sox got TBD. So I'm not sure where that'll go.
Tibbed is where it's at.
But game one, you have two aces. This is what it's Red Sox-Yankees. It's Yankee Stadium. It's two aces.
It's on an hour too early.
It's a guy that the Red Sox got over a guy who they tried to get and couldn't get because the Yankees outbid them.
See what that's called? Theater.
I love
Kyle Teal would
this.
Still be playing for you if they didn't cheap out on Max Fried.
And if you steer into the Fitzy NYU theater storyline,
okay.
What's all more right. theatrical? Judge hits a bomb or Yoshida hits a bomb?
Oh, both.
No, it's more theatrical to have Yoshida.
Judge hits one early, and then Yoshida gets the game winner later.
I'm here for that kind of theater. I'm here for Red Sox-Yankees. The energy, you can feel it. We are hundreds of miles away, but you can feel the energy of playoff baseball. We are finally back in the game. Meaningful, October baseball, even though we got to wait a day to flip the calendar.
By the way, it's
October baseball.
MLB, you can't put out infographics on social media that say October is here when it's still technically September.
It's kind of here. You could have waited a day, give ready a day off, but it's October baseball. Red Sox, Yankees, Crochet, Freed, Yankee Stadium, Yoshida. Fingers crossed, we'll be in the lineup so he can do the damage he's been doing. 617-779-7937. We'll be taking your phone calls all afternoon, 3 hours of WEEI Afternoons. But up next, our guy Mark Schlereth, fresh off the booth at Gillette Stadium where he saw from a bird's eye view the evolution of Drake May. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox begin their American League Wild Card Series tonight against the Yankees in the Bronx. First pitch is scheduled for 6:08 p.m. Garrett Crochet will start for Boston opposite Max Fried. Crochet is 3-0 against New York this season, while Fried is 1-1 against Boston. We do not have the Red Sox lineup. We do have the Yankees lineup for tonight as Paul Goldschmidt leads off. He's at first. Aaron Judge in right. Cody Bellinger is in left in tonight's game with Giancarlo Stanton, your DH. Ahmed Rosario at second. Trent Grisham at center. Anthony Volpe at short. Austin Wells, your catcher. Jose Caballero is at third. And, of course, Max Fried on the mound. And as soon as the lineups drop for the Red Sox, we'll let you know those as well. But in the meantime, you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 5:08. And Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks, and Lou Maloney have the call of the game. From around Major League Baseball through 4.5 in Cleveland, the Tigers are tied with the Guardians at 1. At 3 o'clock, the Padres visit the Cubs. Nick Pivetta, Matthew Boyd is your pitching matchup. And in the late game, the Reds visit the Dodgers. Hunter Green starts opposite Blake Snell. First pitch at 9:08. And new this afternoon, former Red Sox front office executive Chaim Bloom is taking over as president of baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals. Patriots players are off today. New England visits the Buffalo Bills in a game that will be featured on Sunday Night Football. Buffalo is 4-0 after their 31-19 win over the Saints. They've scored 30 or more points in all four victories. And from around the league, Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill dislocated his left knee and tore multiple ligaments in his knee, including his ACL, during Monday's game against the Jets. He will have surgery today. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI at WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
WEEI Afternoons, right to the guest line, where we're going to talk to our buddy Mark Schlereth. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And our insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mr. Schlereth, you were in the building on Sunday at Gillette Stadium. You had a bird's eye view. What'd you think of the Drake May experience?
Thought it was great. I thought Drake. I mean, obviously, I sat down with him on Friday, talked to him for quite some time. Ended up talking to Josh for quite some time. I thought it was great. Like, I mean, dialed in, very conscientious about the work that he's doing, very conscientious about the improvements that he wants to make. You know, he's a smart kid, and it's just about how fast can we get you to process, how fast can you to you know, decipher what they're trying to do, and can you make the right decisions? And we saw that on Sunday, only had 3 incompletions on the day and was pretty much spot on. The big thing for me going into this game was taking sacks, and I talked about it on the broadcast. You know, too many sacks, 12 of them going into the game, and so many times, you know, the average football fan just thinks, well, your offensive line sucks, that really is, to me, a quarterback-driven statistic. If you got a lot of sacks, it's play calling and quarterback before it's offensive line many times. And so to clean those things up, I think he took 1 sack when he was moving forward. It was for minus maybe 1 or 2 yards. Yep. Like, I'll live with that all day long. So I just was impressed, man. I was impressed with the football team.
Mark, you had your first look also in person at the Patriots offensive line, specifically Will Campbell, who opened the game by absolutely obliterating somebody and just seemed to keep it up all day long. What'd you think of him in person?
I loved him. I loved him on tape. You know, it's so much easier to see him on tape than it is in person, because there are so many times where you see something and we got to go to a game break, or we got to go to this or that, you know, and that's kind of the pitfalls of broadcasting a game. There's oftentimes things you see that you want to talk about that all of a sudden get kind of lost in the shuffle, but he's legitimate. And for all those draft nicks out there that wanted to talk about his short arms, pound sand up yours. That matters not at all. It's one of the stupidest things. You know what running a fast 40 makes you? Good at running 40s. You know what bench pressing 225 for a bunch of reps makes you? Really good at bench pressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only thing it does. And so, you know, you look at the way he played in college. I love the fact that he is, he's just pissy. I love that. He's perfect for New England. I don't know where exactly he's from, but he's perfect for that. You know, as I used to call Tommy Nalen, who grew up in Boston, I played with for a long time, should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, a masshole. Like he's perfect for that area. I mean, just pissy and plays with a lot of vinegar, and I love watching him play. So he's going to be a damn good one.
So, Mark, you're well aware that we've kind of ridden a roller coaster. Oh, they could have beat the Raiders, but they didn't. Oh, they could have lost to the Dolphins, but they won that game. Last week, we had all the turnovers. This week, they blow out the Panthers. Do you think this was more of an indication of the growth of the Patriots, or was this an indication that they played a pretty putrid football team?
I'm going more with growth. And I said it on, you know, as we opened up the broadcast, I was like, self-inflicted wounds. I think this is a team that's got a chance to be a playoff team, a wild card team, if you clean it up. Now, listen, I mean, part of that is, you know, you got to clean it up. The other part is you're not going to just go out and dominate people. You're not that talented yet, or you don't have that much together yet. But you're good enough to win games if you don't have a bunch of self-inflicted wounds. And they're a good football team. They'll just continue to get better on the offensive side of the ball. I think their passing game, I think one of the things that sets them apart for me is, and I love this about them, you know, there's so much made of tight ends. Why you got tight ends blocking? They don't have to, just as long as they can run around and catch passes, which is such a cop-out and such a it's so faulty. And you've got 2 in Hooper and Henry that can block the edge, that will get involved and mix it up in there, and also separate in man-to-man coverage. So, you know, that 12 personnel grouping that Josh McDaniels puts out there a bunch, it is so difficult for a defense because you got to start making decisions and then you react to those decisions. So I love the personnel groupings. I love what they've got going on. And, you know, as long as they clean those things up, I think they're going to be a damn good football team.
You are listening to WEEI Afternoons with our special guest every Tuesday, 2:30, Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. So, Stink, you had a chance to see the Patriots start a running back who had put the ball on the carpet two times the week before. How do you feel? I know it seems very different, kind of new age, I guess we're kind of calling it. How did you feel about Mike Vrabel starting Ramondre after a brutal showing that kind of cost the Pats the week before?
I think he's frankly, I think he's the best offensive player on your team. And so, like, and this has to do with the things you don't see. You know, it's the things that don't compile statistics. You know, it's those guys that wreck a game plan on the defensive side of the ball that don't have a sack, that don't have an interception, that don't have a tackle for loss, and yet they completely destroy somebody's game plan. And for me, Ramondre is not only, you know, really good at running the football, now obviously put the ball on the ground, but what he does in blitz pickup, what he does catching the ball out of the backfield, two of your biggest, going into that game, two of your biggest pass plays were him catching the football. So he catches it naturally. He's great in the open field with the ball. I just think he's damn good. My biggest concern was not him playing or putting it on the ground, was him being so conscientious of not putting it on the ground that he eliminates some of the big play ability that he has, you know, being so worried about that because you still have to play free. But good for Vrabel, man. Good for Vrabel for putting him out there, for believing in him, for trusting in him. I just think that that's the way you can kind of build continuity, trust, and culture in a football team.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, you had one comment that you made during the broadcast that made you and I feel like blood brothers, long lost brothers, when you ranted something to the effect of nobody came to watch you throw flags today at the officials as you went to break. Do you get that frustrated watching the officials sometimes?
Yeah, because, I mean, know your place. It's just like, like it's, you know, it's like, nobody came to watch, a coach stand around his ass off on the sideline. You came to watch players, and you came to watch them play and understand, like, I understand when something totally and dramatically affects the game and you got to call it, but when a dude brushes his hand barely across the face mask of somebody while you're mixing it up in the trenches, that is not a face mask. It's just that's a stupid call. I get it if you jump off sides or you have a holding call right at the point of attack or, you know, you tackle a wide receiver before the ball gets. I get that. You got to call those things. But the things that are inconsequential, let that stuff go. I saw it last night if you watched either of the Monday night games. I mean, just flags aplenty and nobody comes to watch that.
No, it's bad football and it's boring as well. But I think Sunday, yeah. I think coming up this Sunday, Patriots fans, I think the national audience at large is being teased that it's going to be quite a game. This will be, and we've been keeping tabs on this, so this will be Drake May's 17th start, basically completing a full rookie year, and it's against the guy that he has been compared to so often, so frequently, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I think it's a great test for him. How do you see this game Sunday night, and how do you see the Patriots trying to keep up with the team that has been running the division for half a decade and who they most closely want to resemble one day?
Yeah, I think it comes down to, you know, I think about this when I watch Baltimore and Kansas City. What is it about Baltimore that tries to say, hey, we can prove that Lamar Jackson's a better pocket guy than Patrick Mahomes? You know, we're going to, like, be who you are, your identity. And I know you're still figuring it out, but the one thing I've always loved about Vrabel is understanding how to control and dominate line of scrimmage and not fall victim into, let's show that our rookie quarterback, our second-year quarterback, can go toe-to-toe throwing the ball with Josh Allen. That's just a recipe to lose. And so the biggest thing is, again, no self-inflicted wounds. Run the football. Set your play-action stuff up and be efficient on offense. like what you saw, what did they have? How many pass attempts they have last weekend? 17?
Yep.
18 pass attempts? That's the formula. Stay on the football field. Possess the football field. It helps, you know, when Jones brings back a punt return and ignites the entire team. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you have to. That's how you have to win these games. You've got to be patient. You can't put yourself in harm's way like they did against Pittsburgh. I mean, that was a dominant performance, and yet you came out upside down on the score on that one. So that, to me, is understand who you are, what your identity is, what you're trying to build, and adhere to it. And if I'm going to lose, I mean, I've always believed this, and this was two teams that I played for in Washington and Denver. If we're going to lose, we're going to lose doing what we do best. I say it all the time, and I'll say it to you guys. Put a guy or a team in a position to lose. Don't be surprised when they lose because you're the dumbass that put them there. Do what you do well and live with the consequences.
So, Mark, are there some teams that don't do anything well? Because we've seen teams like Cincinnati last night drew the ire of Troy Aikman. The Jets are a mess. Tennessee's a mess. There's a lot of bad football. Yeah, Carolina, what we saw firsthand. Mm-hmm. What do you make of this early season ineptitude for a lot of these teams? Is that early in the year? Are there more bad teams? Is this normal? How do you kind of put that in perspective?
Yeah, no, I mean, part of it's early in the year, and there's just a lot of bad teams. There's a lot of bad football teams. And, you know, and you can talk about Cincinnati. I mean, what does Cincinnati do? They don't address their defense. They've never addressed their offensive line. They play 94% of their snaps in shotgun. They put their quarterback out in harm's way constantly. I mean, how many times has Joe Burrow been hurt? It seems like every year you got a franchise quarterback that you're going to piss away because you can't protect the guy. You won't get under center. You don't want to run the ball, but you'll pay wide receivers who are children, right? They're totally dependent on the other 10 guys doing their job for them to get a sniff, and they piss and they moan and they whine unless they're fed. Like, I don't understand how we get so enamored with fantasy football as opposed to real football. And there's a lot of teams that are enamored, like the Cincinnati Bengals play fantasy football. Good luck. I hope it works out for you, but you guys are not going to win playing that style of football, even if you have Joe Burrow as your quarterback.
Mark, I love the edge you bring every week, but certainly this week. Can I expect that fans, listeners can get more of that on the Stinkin' Truth podcast this week? What do you got?
Oh, yeah. It's I just recorded a podcast and ripped on the Ravens and, you know, actually praised Kansas City, which was like eating a turd sandwich for me. talked about my lawn and how my wife almost got the old 1-2 when she recognized how beautiful it was. That was like the cure for ED for me. So anyhow, long story short, all that and a whole lot more. You can check me out on YouTube, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Plus, I got a Leftovers podcast talking about what happened, the things that I talked about to coaches and stuff in the game between you guys and Carolina. That's also on YouTube on the Stinkin' Truth as well. So go check that out, and you guys can listen to me wax poetic about how good the Patriots played.
Love it, Mark. Appreciate you joining us. We will we'll talk to you next week. I hope you have the same energy next week, bud.
My pleasure. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And that man's got some energy. He's got some takes. But more importantly, we have breaking news. The lineup is out.
Lineup is out.
We will bring you the Red Sox lineup for tonight's battle with the Yankees at Yankee Stadium up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest,
If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
WEEI Afternoons, Red Sox-Yankees tonight, Yankee Stadium, 6:08 first pitch. Remember, turn your TV on, but also turn your radio on so you can listen to the most passionate booth in baseball, Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks, and Lou Maloney all together. But we have the lineup. The lineup.
Lineup's out. Lineup is out.
Dan Ball.
All right, boys. The projected lineup that Fitzy was reading was almost dead on accurate. So here it is for this evening, Red Sox Yankees. Rob Refsnyder leading off.
Woo!
As your designated hitter tonight. Trevor Story at short, Alex Bregman at third, Romy Gonzalez at first, Carlos Narvaez your catcher, Nate Eaton in right, Jaron Duran in left, Sadon Rafael in center, and Nick Sogard at second, batting ninth. So no Lowe, no Yoshida, no Abreu, but I'm going to borrow. Yeah, I'm going to borrow a term from Lou Maloney. They're going to go through the line change at some point, and all three of those are going to be factors tonight.
You got a don't you have a very righty centric bullpen for the Yankees?
They have one
Absolutely.
Lefty, right?
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, Bednar, Williams, Doval, like all the guys that they brought in at the deadline were high leverage right handers. Yeah.
So the lineup is out. The lineup is as expected, right handed heavy. And I still feel good, even though my guy Yoshida has to wait a few innings before he'll get the opportunity to put one in the bleachers.
Oh, to make some history?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You still feel good. So if I told you back in April, like, Andy, guess what? The Red Sox are going to make the playoffs. Yeah, they are.
And you gave me that lineup.
And I gave you that lineup.
I'd laugh. I mean, it is what it is.
I know.
Like, it hasn't snuck up on us. We've known what was coming. You knew you traded. I will stand by my three-point stance from 3 weeks ago. You wouldn't have made the playoffs with Raffy Devers. You could now use Raffy Devers in the playoffs. You need that big bat in the middle of the lineup, but you don't have it. So that is where you're going to have to live off of double-to-double baseball, right? Mm-hmm. You might need two hits, a double here and a double there, scores a run, or you need to string them together, stolen bases, run aggressively. Alex Cora is going to have to push some levers and pull some strings.
Probably not hammering a lot of dingers tonight.
No. You probably will hit one out. Somebody will find a barrel and put one out at some point. Probably, if I had to guess, more in the bullpen than in the starter caliber. I think both of these starters, even with Crochet's issues giving up the long ball, if I'm both these teams, I'd be quite happy if I can get the starter out of there and say, I don't know, the sixth inning and get to the bullpen, especially if you're the Yankees. If you're the Yankees and you're looking at this game, you're saying somehow we got to work some at-bats, get the pitch count up, get Crochet out, and make hay in the sixth or the seventh, somewhere in there, because if it gets to the eighth or the ninth, our chances fall off the map precipitously. So that should be their approach. And, yeah, well, the Red Sox, it might be a pinch hit Abreu home run. He's capable of that. Yankee
sure.
Stadium, the swing, the spot, and he's got a little pizzazz to him. I think he's got a little showmanship
pizzazz?
To him. Yeah, a little pizzazz.
I don't know if Willie Abreu strikes
me
as pizzazz.
He likes
pizzazz-erific.
He likes the spot. He feels it a little bit, and
it's kind of just a quiet, but he kind of goes about business.
Oh, you don't have to yell
he's
to have pizzazz.
Really?
You can have pizzazz in your performance. Mm-hmm. Like, Drake May, I think, is learning pizzazz. He doesn't have a ton of yelling, screaming, but he's got a little
pizzazz.
I wasn't necessarily expecting a pizzazz breakdown in the 2 o'clock hour.
Roman Anthony,
I
think, is learning pizzazz. Remember when he had that first
the bat
home
flip
run
in Yankee Stadium?
But
that
then
was
he
important.
Had the first home run where he did the subtle, and I still don't know what it means, like the veins thing, the ice in your veins.
Ice in your veins.
He did it real quick, rounding third. He didn't make like a mocker, like Rafaela does it for like 100 feet down the line, and everybody
he does
can
it for everyone to see a mile
line.
Away. Yeah.
Whereas Roman Anthony was like just subtly rounding third, and that's that learned pizzazz. I think Abreu has some of that subtle
learned
pizzazz.
Okay,
absolutely. But that lineup, I agree. Like all the texters want to pounce on the lineup. Has this snuck up on you? Are you going to fixate on the negative that the lineup isn't what you wished it could be? The lineup isn't maybe
what
you wanted
to be next
year.
No, it takes a little time to calibrate. I'm looking at the finalized roster at MLB.com.
But you knew the lineup was going to suck.
Okay, well, it is what it is.
Right,
like you said.
That's my point. So why don't we choose to focus on the starting pitcher? The bullpen, the manager,
we are choosing to focus
strengths.
On that because those are the only things you really kind of have going for you. I'm sorry, no offense, but David Hamilton made the postseason roster.
He wins baseball games for you. You need a stolen base? You ever hear of a big stolen base? You ever hear of?
Don't compare David Hamilton to Dave Roberts, don't you, sir? Stand down.
I made no such comparison. I'm just saying singular stolen bases can help you win in the postseason. Sometimes speed helps you win in the postseason, especially if you're a team that's looking to play a little small ball, a team that's looking to manipulate innings in the middle of the lineup. I think the Red Sox could have to do that. And David Hamilton, you know, I like him more than most. Pretty sure Alex Cora, me, and Mr. and Mrs. Hamilton are the only fans of David Hamilton.
It's just so telling what a diverse team this is that on the MLB.com rundown of the finalized wild card lineup, that they have catchers, infielders, outfielders. The Red Sox have 4 infielders / outfielders.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a team go into any, with a roster, into any series with 4 guys that if they need them to play second or left or center or first, they can do it.
That's
it is
the
pretty,
versatility.
But that's one
this
of the things they have
AAU
going for them.
This is your AAU Red Sox, your travel ball Sox, and they're traveling to Yankee Stadium.
I love them.
They're locked in, and they're going to go win a series. They're going to go win a wild card series that starts tonight with Garrett Crochet on the mound against Max Fried. This is going to be a hell of a game. It's going to be a hell of a game, and the broadcast will be a hell of a broadcast here on WEEI. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the big guy is in the house. That means we got a 3:30 TED Talk breaking down the Patriots' fun win in Foxborough over the weekend. But first, we have 3-point stance, and I'm going to tell you what the wild card is for the Boston Red Sox in the wild card series. That'll be my three-point stance next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.